This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. This episode of Plans, Hope, and a Future is sponsored by Jenny Becknell.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to the Plans, Hope, and Future podcast. You always do a whoop whoop, and I always run over you. This time I waited. Oh, we are so glad you folks have joined us. It's been a minute again. Boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. And that's...
It's been crazy.
It has been for both of us, actually. A lot of things going on, but you've really got some stuff going on. I mean,
yeah,
some things.
Lots of things. We're in such... It's so funny because Jen was like our busy girl that we were saying, Jen, take a vacation.
Yep. That's what we were talking
about
last week.
Email her right now. Take a vacation. And so she's in a season that looks much differently than any time that I've known Jen.
Yeah.
And any time that she's known me, I've been a stay-at-home mom and doing my mom life and like in a lot slower of season in life because I am just staying home with kiddos and doing the mom thing. Not that that's not busy or valuable or important, but it's slower and I have a lot more time on my hands. But boy, have things shifted. And
yeah.
Tiffany can't even slow down to talk to you all, which
yeah, we kind of
holy
talked
moly.
We talked about that last podcast about how our positions had shifted. Like,
yeah,
my life slowed down, yours sped up, and it got me thinking about how change happens and leaning
yeah.
into change or trying to run away from change. And there's good change, there's bad change, there's like all kinds of stuff, right? And so
yeah.
Like when it comes to changes for you, have you leaned
yeah.
into them? Have you pulled away from it? Like, or have you just been like, I just got to go. I'm going to keep chugging along. I got to keep doing this thing and all of that.
Yeah. Well, first, I think the answer is change really is all about personality and how you deal with change. My personality type loves change. Change is like an adventure for me. So it's like, you know, the stay-at-home mom thing is amazing and it's so valuable and it's so important to raise the next generation. I don't ever want to take that away from any moms listening because it's super important. But also it's the same thing every stinking day. And my personality type is outgoing and adventurous and I want new and different and change. So this has been, although hard and fast paced and lots of work, it has been such a new fun season for me because it looks different. Like I'm just stepping into new roles with owning a business with my husband and meeting completely new friends that I have never, you know, like never seen Jacksonville, Florida before, you know, a few months ago in my life. And now making lots of new friends and connections and new church. I mean, everything's new. Like
everything,
every restaurant I eat at, every street I drive down, every you know, building I see, everything is new. So to me, with my personality type, which is crazy for a lot of people's personality types because a lot of people don't like change, but I love it, which is why I love to vacation so much. I love waking up in a new place every day. On cruising, you're waking up and you're in the middle of the ocean, or you're in the Bahamas, or you're in the Caribbeans. Like, you're just, it's like new every day. And that is like what my personality like just feeds off of. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, for me, because I'm so passionate about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, it literally is like an adventure with him every day. Like, what do you have for me today? Like, that's when like I just get filled up because like there's potential for him to move and weave and work in my life and to see him and all the things instead of just the same thing every day. Not that he didn't show up in those things, because he did, praise God, for years sitting at home with the kiddos. But it's different. You know, there's different people that can be Jesus to me. There is, you know, like literally I'm walking in where he's opening doors now. Like I'm walking in complete faith where he is like, oh, let me connect you here and let me connect you here. And so that's just so exciting for my personality type.
I
Like
bet.
it's like really, 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 really fun. I just don't have enough time right now to enjoy all those connections and like meet all the people, but I just moved here 3 months ago. So there will be time,
Yeah.
you know,
Yeah, you know, and
just calm down.
really love that this is happening for you right now, like that you are, you know, presented with this extreme amount of changes. Like, this is everything, right? New job, move to a new city, new friends, new church. Like, it's like a total reset. And
Yes.
you're right. Like, new stuff brings new opportunities, right? So for me, one of the reasons why I have such varied experience is because I loved a new challenge and I was never afraid to stop a job to go to something else. Like, I really dug it, and I still do very much love learning. So I love
Yeah.
to that kind of thing. But like in my personal life, like I like things to be very routine as much as possible. So it's funny how like I kind of been in a duality kind of thing with that. So, but leaning into change, I think, is like that can be really hard for some folks, especially if they're super routine oriented. Do you know what I mean? Like
Yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
find their security, their self, their whatever. They're afraid to step out and try something new.
Right. And honestly, I would think that is the norm, you know,
Yeah.
for most personality types out there. I would say that's the normal that people do not like change. You know, like you can go into an office and change the type of paper you're using in the printer, and some people are going to have something to say about that, or change the worship to the end of the service, and people aren't going to like that because they like the same routine and change. My personality type loves that because it's just equals adventure to me, you know, like
Yeah.
it allows, which is why I love podcasting and I love like just random connections and talking because it allows for the Holy Spirit to show up. Like it's not this planned thing. It's not us, right? Like it allows space for him. So I love the whole change thing and allowing him to change it, like to change your plans, you
Yeah.
know? So that's the God in that for me. That's the exciting part of it for me because it's like, oh, I'm not in control. And heavens, I don't want to be in control. Like,
Right.
I'm a freaking mess, a hot mess.
You
I
imagine the
don't
mess
care
we'd
who's
make with
gonna
that?
come at me for saying that I'm a hot mess, but I'm a hot mess and God loves me and he uses me anyway. Like, you know, like it's just gives so much room for the Holy Spirit to work when we don't have control and we don't try to grip for control all the time, you know? So just loving all the change that's happening in life now. So the normal is most personality types obviously do not like change, and I get it. And Jen, what would you say is true for you? What do you feel like you really like change or really struggle with it? I would say like most of the people.
Well, I like I had said before, like I love change in occupation. I don't necessarily like change in my personal life. So, and when I say personal life, I mean like in my relationships. And I have a hard time shifting with a change in relationship. I'm not going to lie. It's very hard for me because I get very attached to people and sometimes more attached to them than they are to me. But I think we talked about that in one podcast before about relationships and things like that. Not my close friends, but I mean, I'm talking people that I'm trying to get to know, and I'll get really attached to them and I'll think we're really connected, and they don't necessarily think so. 'Cause my close friends are my close friends, but my change hesitation is probably more in just in like the people that are close to me. I want them to stay close to me, whatever. So, and they're, I don't know. I'm probably not explaining that really well, but
No, I think that was good. I mean, I kind of heard you say that, with work and things like that, because especially just going back from earlier, like with work and things like that, you always love learning.
yes.
So learning is changing because you're growing, right?
Yep.
But as far as relationships, and I get a lot like that too, because I'm a super loyal human being. And so like I just want to hold on to everyone. So when things don't work out, it's hard to let people go. So that part of change, I would say, is true, rings true for me too, because I just want to like bring everyone with us. And I
Right.
know that's impossible because, there's a season for sometimes you're really just supposed to have friends or, acquaintances for a season. Like God just brings them in for a season in your life and to trust that and be okay with that. But man, it's hard.
It is. It's like
It's super hard.
even in churches, like changing a church, like that's really, really hard. There are just some changes that are very hard for me. Work-wise, I love a challenge. I love to learn. If I've been bored in an occupation, I haven't been so tied to that occupation that I couldn't let it go and try something else. Like, I just tried something else, I was an IT manager, and when I was done being in IT, I got trained to be a paralegal. I did that for so many years. And then when, I was getting to the end of that, I started getting into the creative occupations and started to write and do video and, just all the things. And so I've just got a big, varied experience. And I think for me, that's been a really great thing. But what I've discovered about myself in the change in these changes lately is I am paralyzed at times with the fact that I have margin, and I don't know if I talked about this in the last podcast, but the thing I'm really wrestling with right now is like how to get into routines again, because I've been so used to everything being flying from but the seat of my pants, like going from one thing to another project to another. Oh, wait a minute, I got to do this thing. Oh my gosh, I don't have time to breathe. And I got so used to that chaos that now I don't know how to downshift and stay focused in the times where I need to stay focused, but to allow God to move in those areas where now I have margin. So, it's been hard, but I think good change and bad change, they have the same effect on people for the most part. Even when you're excited about them, it can still stress your body. It can, all the things. But like God is a God of reinvention and a God of change, like in a good way, change. And sometimes I think we can be so hesitant to lean into that and to see where God wants to take it and see where God wants to move and how he wants to use that. And you're a prime example of someone who like you wanted this change and you prayed about it for 8 years, and then it came. And when it came, it wasn't just a change in city. I mean, obviously it everything for you changed except for of course, your core family, right? So now you're in a new occupation, new church. You're making a new set of friends. Not that you've left your old friends behind. Whoop, whoop. But do you know what I mean? But it's, you've had to really lean into that. And you've said it's been good. But like, I got to think that there's some moments that have been challenging, even like, or not. I mean, what would you say?
I would say the only thing, well, the only things that have been challenging is, of course, I miss my family and my friends back at home, but also technology helps with that. So that's been hard because, when you have like these new connections and new friends I'm making are wonderful and it's like divine connections. Like, oh my gosh. God literally moved me here, and you're one of the reasons for this. Like, it's been so eye-opening and so amazing, but they're also not like deep, deep relationships that we've grown for years. Like, a lot of my friends, and of course, my family back at home that we have. So, like, if there is one little thing, the wind could blow that relationship away, right?
Yeah.
Instead of like, a sturdy friend or, like my mom, because of course I miss my mom a lot, but like she's going to be there unconditionally and things like that. So those deep relationships, they take a while to build,
Yeah.
and it's not like I and probably, which was cool today, I have a group that I am Bible study with that are lovely, lovely ladies. And it's such a God divine moment. But I asked for a prayer today, because I have an aunt that's very, very sick in the hospital.
Oh no.
Yeah, she's it's not looking well at all, but praying for a miracle, of course. So I asked for prayers today in that little group. So that was nice. That was like, okay, these are some friends that I can start asking for prayer for, because that's what, that's what we do. We, as friends and family, we pray for one another and hold one another up and there for the good times and the bad times and all the things. So it's coming, and I know that God has definitely made me. That is one of my giftings, is building relationships and having relationships, so I'm not fearful that it's not going to happen. It just takes some time, and in the meantime, you miss those deep relationships, obviously,
Yeah.
that you have. So that part's been hard, and it's been hard. The second part, I would say, it's been hard because obviously not every member in our family is built and wired like me. So it's been hard to see some of my kiddos struggle and miss home, and
Yeah.
that part is, for my mom heart, obviously, is the hardest. Just seeing them like, when are we moving back to Kentucky? Well,
Oh.
not, so just like, but they're also connecting, which is good, and we're getting them plugged in, and they're going to be okay. I know they're going to be all right. It just, it makes you sad in the meantime for them, of course. So that has been about it for the change part. Everything else has been amazing.
So what do you feel like God is? What has God been teaching you and showing you through this season of change? Like, I can tell you for me, God's been really teaching me about trust. Like, just trust
Yes.
Him, even in the quiet, even in the time. Like, trust, trust, trust. For me, that's a big one. And I don't feel afraid. I feel uncertain. Uncertain and fear are different. I don't know where things are going, but I'm leaning into that trust. So for you, like, where do you feel like God is really speaking to you through this really great thing that is, well, not great thing. I don't mean to make it sound like it's just like this big event. It's these series of changes that are happening for you right now.
Honestly, the same answer. Trust would be 100%, because we, my husband had a career for 23 years, and we just took a step of faith and have opened our own business, and we're trusting God that this is going to work, and We're trusting God that He's going to show up in these relationships in this neighborhood we moved in, and the church that we're attending, and all the things. So it really is, it all boils down to trust. So I think that's been where I've seen God the most, like when we do get our hands off of stuff and when we get out of the way and we
Ooh.
really lean in and
Yeah.
depend on Him and like surrender and give up stinking control and know that we have no control anyway. Like
Right. It's
it's
an all
just
an
been,
illusion.
yeah, it's been
Really is.
so amazing. Like I'm in a complete new city and I sat around a table at Bible study with these women that it was so intentional. Like every single one of these ladies, like I was supposed to be divinely connected with. And he just made that happen because he planted us here and he had people here waiting for me to connect with. Like it's unbelievable, honestly, like how big, how sovereign, how amazing he is. And we just have to give him control. And easier said than done, because none of us are going to win A pluses on that one every day. But it all does a relationship with God. And I, for years, did not trust God. I mean, years did not trust God,
Yeah.
because of trauma and because of unanswered prayers. And yeah, trauma and unanswered prayers, I would say the big ones. So it's just been, he can take it though. You know, we talk about this all the time. He can take it. And just being real with him and honest, and he's still been there and he's still been consistent. And he just shows up and shows how faithful he is. And that has built this relationship that we have in trust.
Yeah. That's really good, though. That's good. Yeah. So, good change, bad thing really all just boils down to one thing, and that is trust. So,
Amen.
that is the thing. So, I was saying that for a myriad of reasons, we're probably going to wrap up where we are right now with this podcast because lots of technical difficulties, which we've never had this many before. I can't ever say that we have.
Womp
Right? Womp was right. So,
womp.
womp womp. So, we folks are going to wrap up. I know we haven't had an episode in a couple weeks, and I'm sorry this one will be a little bit short, but we look forward to hearing from you. And if you have any questions, comments, the email address is in the description. And a shout out to our sponsor, Jenny Becknell. Who I had the pleasure of seeing in person. I know just recently, and I was very excited to do it. She is a beautiful soul. But we're gonna wrap it up there. So until next
Yeah,
time.
and
But
let
go
us
ahead.
know, friends. Yeah, let us know if you like change and if your
Ooh.
personality type and if you've had any big changes in your life. We want to know, where has God showed up for you? Tell us,
Right.
friends.
Yes, we'd love to hear. We'd love to hear. All right, folks, until next time. See you, folks.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2024, Parable Road, LLC.